This is Morning Edition on 89.5 WNIJ.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
I'm Dan Klefstad with part one of our summer book series. Each Friday this month, you'll hear interviews with Northern Illinois authors writing in a variety of genres, including short fiction, poetry, and nonfiction. Today, we'll meet a biker reverend from Belvedere. Robert Kopp is the author of I Just Wanna Ride, a book that is part memoir, part manifesto about faith and the biker lifestyle. The Reverend Dr. Kopp says he got the idea for this book in 2009 during a Harley-Davidson open house in Woodstock. He was accompanied by his son, Matthew.
While he was there, pretty soon he came to me and said, "Dad, this is a very strange place." And I said, "Well, what is it?" And he said, "Well, Dad, there are all kinds of people here. There are doctors, lawyers, construction workers, secretaries. There are really nasty-looking guys. There are some women here that Mom would not want me to hang around. And, Dad, there are geezers like you." And he said, I think that the only thing that, I guess, brings them together is that they like motorcycles." And it hit me. There was a part of joy to know that I was a part of a culture where people could get together through an inanimate object like a motorcycle. But then a deep sadness, because I began to look at the church. And I saw the church, which has probably the most loving man who has ever lived in human history, who helped people cut across color and class, who cut through separations and segregations. And the church is more divided than almost any other organization or subculture in America and even the world. And I thought, my gosh, isn't it sad that a motorcycle can bring people together more than Jesus can bring people together in the church, which says they love him. And so I began to develop this idea about writing about the biker culture as a challenge and metaphor for the church.
Explain how being an authentic biker relates to being an authentic Christian.
One of the things that is very exciting about the biker culture, they understand biblical freedom. Biblical authentic freedom is being exactly who God designed and gifted you to be. And because God is not double-minded, if you are free to be who God has designed you to be, your freedom will not infringe or impose upon another person's freedom.
You write that you were inspired, like many bikers, by the 1969 film Easy Rider. How does this film relate to your idea of freedom?
Part of the biker culture is symbolized when Dennis Hopper, in that great scene, of course, before he gets blown away by the culture, the dominant culture, is he gives them the royal salute, okay? Gave them the finger, which was basically saying, look, stop trying to control me. Stop trying to fit me into your cookie cutter thing. I mean, and again, you take a look, you extrapolate that again to the church. Take a look at the New Testament. I think Jesus has gotten a bad rap. You know, don't blame Jesus for Christians. You know what I mean?
Elaborate, please.
Well, what I mean by that is that Jesus, he hung out with everybody, prince, pauper, Pharisee, prostitute, prosperous, poor. He wanted to be with them all, and he wanted to elevate people to know that God loved them no matter who, what, where, when. Read the New Testament over a few days straight through, and you will find Jesus had tremendous disdain for clergy, for traditionalism, for religion. He was trying to develop a relationship. And the problem with religion and the problem with the church that becomes more religious than relational to Jesus and loving Jesus by loving like Jesus instead of freeing people to be who God designed and enabled them to be, what happens is they inhibit and they try to control and they say, okay, now clergy, you all wear this, you all do this. And Simple Simon says, put your hands on your hips, let your backbone slip, Simon says.
Robert Kopp is the author of I Just Want to Ride. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dan, for having me.
You can hear the Reverend Dr. Kopp read an excerpt from his book at our website, wnij.org. Next Friday, we'll talk with Rockford author Dan Libman about his collection of short stories called Married But Looking. I'm Dan Klufstad, WNIJ News.